no matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand, for your life is in His hands.
Welcome back to the Hey series with Petinduru. It feels so good to be back. Yes, to share my stories with you. I'm really enjoying this series, yo. I don't know about you, but I'm having a blast. So today I'm sharing with you my story in the topic, It's Your Story, Own It. Okay, let's do this. April this year, I got to read a book during quarantine called Don't Settle for Safe by Sarah Jakes Roberts. And yo, it really challenged me. The task in the book was to take a trip from the day you were born, all the memories you still remember up to this day. I was challenged because I'd opened those doors I never opened. Those issues I thought, oh well, this doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, and mostly those I just brushed under the carpet. I remember saying to myself, wow, Petty, you are a mess. Some of the things we do, the way we behave, the choices we make, goes back to our childhood. But because we never got the chance to examine our hearts, examine ourselves, and ask ourselves, are you okay? Like, are you really, really okay? We are out here trying to be flawless people, but the truth is each and every one of us is broken. Maybe I'm not as broken as you are, but we are all in this together. That's life. It will only take a stronger person to admit it. That's why today I choose to share my story the most comfortable way I can. So please forgive me if I'm gonna be breathing those, because some of the things they are really hard to say, but I'm gonna try. From the day I was born to now. Okay, let's get to it. So I was born in a small city called Mashingo, the most peaceful city I ever lived. It was on the 21st of January where the beautiful girl, yes, called Petronila Nduru was born, the only child of my mom and dad. My mom wanted to call me Anesu, but my grandmother chose Petronila. So I'm just gonna brief you a little bit what Petronila means. It means a rock that is cut from a big rock. It is the female name for Petros or Cephas, which the Lord Jesus gave to Peter. So you see, I was born for a purpose. Okay, all right, so I ended up with the name Petronila Anesu Nduru, and I was born in a Christian family, and I grew up in a place called Mashaba. It is outside Mashingo. I cannot call it a town, neither can I call it a village, but it's something in between. It was a small place where everyone knows everyone, and you were everyone's daughter. When you walk in the streets, you have to be like, Mamukase, which means good morning to everyone you meet, because everyone knew everyone, you know. I did my primary school there at Mashaba Primary. This is a place where I discovered my love for singing, and I held the athletics title. But in 2008, I remember, I think I was in grade 7. Yes, I was 11 or somewhere, yes. I lost my dad. And this is where I choose to begin my journey, this story. I think most people, when they hear me say I'm the only child, they think, oh, you are so spoiled and all. Little do they know that I never really grew up with my parents. From an early age, my mom had to work in another place. My dad worked out of the country, so I grew up staying with a maid. But later, when we could not afford that life, it's either I was at school or I was with my grandmothers. I love those ladies or other family members. It was only recently that I started really living with my mom. She always made an effort to see me when she can, but because of work, we could not stay together all the time. Yes, it was better because mom only provided for one child. But all this whole experience of not staying with her taught me to understand when your parents say, I don't have money. It taught me to share as I lived with other relatives' children as well. It taught me to be humble as I had to always abide with, you know, relatives' rules, always humble myself in other people's homes. And mostly it taught me to never complain. You know, and all these lessons, they sometimes came the hard way. I went to a boarding school from Form 1 up to 6. I did not know how much my life was going to change after the death of my father. We had to move and our lives just shifted. For me, it was all fine. It's only now that I realize it really affected my childhood. I was always a good girl, but I had my moments. I still do. It's only now that I realize also that I knew that it was God all along. I was not one of the bright students, but I excelled in sports. I was an athlete and knew all sports. I cannot say I was smart. I was smart enough to pass my O level. I wouldn't say with flying colors, but you know, I managed to pass my O level and went to A level. And after A level, I went to university. So I was smart enough to do that. And academics, I wouldn't say they were my strength. They were never my strength. I loved music so much, and I can say it saved my life. A lot of times, music saved my life. Be it singing in the school choir or leading praise and worship or singing in church. You know, those were my happy moments. God carried me through my high school. And did I mention I was a school prefect? Okay, I just thought I would just throw it in there that I was, you know, I was a leader when I was at high school. And then I passed enough to go to university. So I don't want to come on this platform and say I was a perfect child, a girl. No, I was not. I made a lot of bad decisions, choices in my life. My story is a story of grace. I saw myself at my worst, lost, broken, and I saw God stretching his hand and showing me the way. People send me messages. They come to me. They say, wow, I like your passion. I like your drive. You inspire me. They're really nice comments. But they have no idea that it was at my desperate times when I found out who I really am. I was alone living with a relative in an unhealthy home with no one to tend to. The only option was to look at God. And from that moment, my life changed. And it was there and then he revealed to me his purpose over my life. Hey, you. I hope you're still with me. Don't get bored. I don't share my story for you to feel pity for me. No. I don't share my story to get some sympathy. But I share it to let you know that if God did it for me, he can do it for you too. Even when I get deals from companies where I go to events, I don't want people to know my story because I want you to treat me like the rest of the people. It's not a bad story. It's not a bad story altogether. There were happy parts and something good came out of that story. It's 2020, y'all. Petronila Nduru is 23 years old. She's alive, young, ambitious and goal-driven. She holds a business management degree and she has her own events company called Royal Deity. She's at the beginning of her music career and there's a single called Love Divine. She stays with her mom in a beautiful suburb. She loves the Lord with everything within her and she has committed her life to help God's people. Here I am on a platform called Hey You Series with Petty, sharing my story. I'm still not perfect. I'm discovering more parts of me that I did not know. I'm a work in progress, but I'm now on the right path. The story did not turn out so bad after all. Hey, you listening. Are you ready to take the trip down memory lane? find time alone to dig deeper as far as your childhood. Most of the problems you have, you will find it was not your fault. You thought it was your fault all along, but it was not. As I read the book, I came to realize that I had gotten right with God, but I had not settled things with myself. The broken little girl was still there. I have ignored myself as I occupy myself with work or projects. The hurt, the pain was still there, but I chose to ignore it. To just say it was okay now, it's all in the past, you know, I grew up like this and this. You know, I had these people treat me like this, you know. I got to ask myself, are you really okay, Patty? Like, are you really okay? The truth is, I was not. When I was reading the book, Don't Settle for Safe, I got a chance to unlock certain doors in my life, and I found myself crying during our family prayer meeting. We do those every night, saying, God, why did you let me go through all this? When you knew I was a mess. I'm a mess. Why are you letting me help your people when I'm this messed up? And he said to me, we're never going to help my people if you were never broken. So accept the fact that you're messy. Hey, you. I'm trying my best to not start preaching. I don't believe in women preachers. So I just want to advise you as a friend. When I started this podcast and blog, I said by the end of this year, we'll be the best of friends. So I come to you as a friend. You are a mess around you. I know, because I am too. We all are. I was singing a song called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Sometimes you cannot share your story with anyone. No one will understand you. But I know someone who can. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Here are a few lines of the song. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God and pray. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we be. Oh, because we do not care. Everything to God in prayer. Just talk to him like a daughter or a son talking to his father. After that, you realize your story ain't so bad after all. It's your story. Own it. Hey, you. See you soon.